This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can go there and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can actually create the content on the site by submitting show prep to it. You find something online you think is interesting, submit it over at freetalklive.com. And then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is you've suggested. Once again, go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. The whole site is free for you. Coming up, names. Apparently, Mark, you're going to give us some interesting information about who's named what and how it apparently could affect them.
It's an interesting article about sort of bad names and bad effects.
We'll get to that here in a bit, but first your calls about whatever's on your mind. Francisco's on the line in Colorado. Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. Oh, great. What's on your mind?
Good. And forgive me here if someone's already brought this up, but I wanted to talk about SOPA, its counterpart, PIPA, and the Wikipedia.
Yeah, SOPA is something we have talked about over the last few weeks of the program, where the federal government is preparing a crackdown on Internet freedom, possibly coming up with a blacklist, preventing people from accessing certain worldwide international websites, which, of course, once the blacklist is created and forced upon the Internet service providers, will then be obligated by threat of violence on the part of the government to force it upon their customers, then it will only be a matter of time, likely, before the federal government begins adding websites that are questionable to them, like dissenting websites like Free Talk Live or Muslim.org or whatever it is that they decide the American people shouldn't be able to access. It's a really disturbing proposal that's on the table. What are your thoughts about it?
Right. Well, I just had some news. First of all, SOPA has been put on the back burner, which is a good thing.
Yep.
But its counterpart, PIPA, so SOPA is the House Act. But PIPA is, you know, its counterpart.
What does PIPA stand for? I'm not familiar with this one.
Oh, I think it's preventing online pirate. You know, honestly, I wouldn't be able to tell you. But
okay.
Yeah, I think it's preventing intellectual property theft or something along those lines. But basically, the reason I was calling is because websites like Reddit and the Cheeseburger Network, which hosts websites like Can I Have a Cheeseburger, which has a bunch of cats on it.
they're also funny. You can't say the cats aren't funny.
No, they are really funny. But also Wikipedia now will be blacking out, completely disallowing access to their site January 18th in protest of these bills.
Wow.
Which is something huge. I mean, millions of people use Wikipedia.
Sure.
Now, I had heard Google and Facebook were talking about that, too. Did they decide against it, or do you know anything about that?
Well, they haven't come out to say if they're going to do it or not.
Hmm.
And it honestly, it's a little too late now. I mean, you know, Wikipedia just announced it this morning.
Why the 18th? Why that one day?
You know, I'm not sure. A vote was scheduled for the 24th for SOPA. That, again, has been put on the back burner. But I think it was just a date that was chosen by Reddit when Reddit is another, you know, website, social bookmarking and stuff like that. But the 18th was chosen by Reddit when there was a vote possibly coming on the 24th. And Wikipedia just joined in today. It was announced. But, I mean, it's important to note that while, you know, people backpedaled pretty fast on SOPA and what it could do, like, the first thing they did was they removed the DNS blocking provisions, because that had gotten a lot of people up in arms, as you mentioned. You know, it's an internet blacklist. I'm sure it would have only been used, you know, to protect copyright holders.
So you're saying that those provisions have been taken out?
Well, there was an amendment added to the bill, which removed those provisions. But I mean, it still would have allowed copyright owners to request, like websites like PayPal or Google Ads not do business with websites that were infringing on their copyright. So, I mean, those acts and then those powers are still pretty scary. And again, luckily, the bill has been put on the back burner. It's not scheduled for a vote anytime soon. But, you know, knowing the guys in Washington, they can just recall it any time.
Right. I mean, they could recall it in a midnight session where all of a sudden they just decide to bring it back and push
it
through.
On through. They get enough campaign donations from the music companies and the movie makers, and they just put it on through.
Right, which is important. And that's why, you know, Wikipedia and Reddit and websites like that are still going through the blackout to make sure that more people are aware.
It's a great idea.
Call the congresspeople and let them know.
Now, I presume it's going to be more than just a blackout. They're likely going to have a page about SOPA that comes up, right? Like some sort of information for people. That way the website's not just completely absent.
Right, yeah. I saw an image on another tech website, which basically was just a little note, you know, the Internet must remain free, some information about the bill and ways that you can contact your representatives. So I think that's really important. I'm just shocked to see how much the Internet community and just people in general have come up and fought against this bill and really scared the senators. I mean,
well, I hope so, and I'm glad too. And I think that this is why I've always said I trust that the geeks will keep us free on the internet. I think that they are great about that. I think that, you know, when you try to take freedom away from people, in one fell swoop, it makes it very difficult. And people like the freedom they have online, and they don't exactly want that to disappear. So good on them for making a stand.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, hopefully other websites like Facebook and Google will follow through.
My God, what will I do without Facebook for a day? Thank you for the call, Francisco. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-453.
Sure, we'll muddle through.
Maybe I'll get something done if I'm not on Facebook.
That's why Facebook doesn't want to shut down for a day. People will figure out they can do something without it.
That's a good point. All right, so
I think it's a great tool. I mean, I use it.
Well, like many good tools, it's a double-sided sword. I mean,
suck up time.
Yes, I love Facebook because it's a very useful networking tool. It is incredibly useful for starting activist events and like inviting people to things. That is great. I was doing that on it last night, making some new events for this week. Some of the stuff that's coming up here. But on the other hand, I have a habit of getting hooked on these things, and I find myself there too often.
You know what I don't like about Facebook? I would agree with everything you've said, but there are borders in life, personal boundaries that I feel like are really crossed in Facebook. Like I am a different person, unfortunately, but like in my work, right? At my work, at my home, you know, with my family, with my rave friends, whatever.
As comfortable.
Like, there's different things that I don't want different groups to necessarily know about me.
Boundaries.
And I feel like Facebook really imposes on those boundaries. And I honestly wish I had like multiple Facebooks, like one for family, one for, because I hardly post on Facebook because I just don't want to piss people off. And when I see family members post things that really get under my skin, like, it takes every fiber of my being not to
jump in and snipe.
Right. And it's like, but it's not.
Oh,
what's
that's
the
a
point?
Good idea.
The other day, my aunt posted that she thought that a U.S. chief, there was this article that was like, U.S. schools are doing just fine. And she wrote, I've been saying this forever. U.S. schools are great. And I'm like, all I could think was, you know, even when I supported public school, I knew they were bad. Like, who are you kidding? Come on.
Is she a teacher?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to, and you know, to be fair, she's a very good teacher. She's one of those teachers, like, my friends all had her, and they loved her. Like, and she's one of those teachers that people really liked. She really cared, really did a good job. But that's one in how many. But it's like when I see these kind of things, it makes me mad and I want to say something, but it's like I don't want to. But at the same time, like, why are you posting this crap? You know?
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you could share with us your Facebook experiences. Have you ever posted something on Facebook that ended up having some repercussions, perhaps with your job or with your family?
I think the Kelly Clarkson tweeting incident with Ron Paul is a pretty good example.
That worked out well.
It worked out well, but it could have gone very poorly at the same time. I mean, a lot of people really didn't like what she tweeted.
A lot of freedom-hating, confused people did not like what she posted, but fortunately, a lot of people did, and she ended up shooting her album sales up from the 40s on Amazon to number 2. At least that's the last time we saw it. Maybe she did end up hitting number 1. Who knows? 855-453. Your comments are welcome about anything. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you there. Features like our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there and post on our message board. Plus, you'll also find show notes, which include the prep that we use. We post it there over on the Free Talk Live BBS. So bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, I've resolved to protect the... For 2012, resolved to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy things happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, inflation, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You can prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today. Request a free entree sample. I mean, you know, it's a free entree sample. You might as well try them out before you get them. For a limited time, you can also use the same coupon code FTL that you get the free entree with to get no-cost shipping on any order. It's WiseFoodStorage.com. You can call 855-FOOD-WISE. It's 855-FOOD-WISE. Enter promo code FTL. Get a free sample, free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give the ones you love at WiseFoodStorage.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Daryl is in San Antonio. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, wanted to talk to you guys about the SOPA bill and
yes.
the planned internet blackout on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the 18th was selected is because originally there was supposed to be a committee hearing on the SOPA bill on the 18th. So to...
Hello? Daryl? Oh, I think you just went into a bad cell. So feel free to call us back.
Well, I guess you got the information out.
More information.
There was going to be a committee meeting, and, you know, there you go. That's the date.
Maybe they thought maybe... Okay, so here's my complete speculation on this. Knowing how the government people around here like to play games with times and things like that, like they'll schedule a hearing for one time, then they'll change it to a different time, like the court system will, for instance, just to try to throw people off, or make it so that if someone takes a day off from work, and then at the last minute finds out, oh, there's no hearing today, you get to go next week, take another day off from work, and then come back just to screw with people, basically, because they know that liberty lovers are going to come out and support their friends, and they want to make it as inconvenient and as difficult as possible for them. Perfect example would be Catherine Bleich, who lives full-time in Texas, but was up here visiting for the Liberty Forum in 2009, I believe it was,
yeah.
or 2010. She was here at the 2010 Liberty Forum, where she was arrested when they had a crackdown on the 420 celebration that we had.
She was basically scolding the police for the one arrest they did at the 420 celebration, which was a young black kid.
Right.
It's like they went into this crowd of 100 pot-smoking white kids, picked the one black kid, and drug him off.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
And she was pretty upset about that, and so she was arrested simply for standing in the street, basically. And they scheduled a hearing for her. She flew all the way up here from Texas, only to find out that, oh, some cop couldn't make it or whatever. I forget what the excuse was, but there was some lame-o excuse on the part of the prosecution. They were basically like, you're just going to have to come back. Ha-ha.
I thought that if cops didn't show up, then... The charges
oh,
were dropped.
Oh, no.
That's just tickets sometimes.
Oh,
tickets?
No.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that is sometimes. Generally true. If you take it like a parking ticket or something like that to court and the cop doesn't show, then in that case, usually they'll go ahead and put it off. But this was, one of those situations where it was just like, oh, we know she's coming up from Texas. Let's F with her.
Won't this give everybody a chuckle?
Yeah. So that's basically what they did to her.
Disgusting.
And that's my suggestion as to what they might be doing here. You know, they might be basically saying, don't worry, internet community. We've taken this and we put it on the back burner, this SOPA bill that's going to be like the worst thing to ever happen to the internet as far as the government regulation is concerned. Nope, don't worry. We've decided to back burner it. You don't have to do your protest now.
You can
call it off.
As if the government's going to be any good at stopping online piracy to begin with. But
well, that's not what it's really
it's
about.
It's not really even about that.
It's about control.
It goes much farther and much wider than
right.
that.
It's about control and the government having control over the internet. So it's probably one of those moves like, all right, well, let's just say we're going to put this on the back burner. Then they'll cancel all their protests, and they'll keep their websites up, and they won't spread the word about SOPA, or SOPA, rather. And
the SOPAs are great.
Yeah. Especially if you get it from the SOPA King. So.
What?
We Todd did.
You've never seen the SOPA King ad?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's funny stuff.
I was thinking about what they used to make you write on your hand when you were like 10. You don't remember that?
Who's they?
Know, like, you know, those silly jokes that kids play on each other.
We,
like,
Todd did.
Yeah, so gotcha. You, yeah, I get it. And that's what I thought you were referencing when you said Sofa King.
So, anyway, so do you see what I'm saying? Like, let's call this thing off for now, so they'll call off all their protests, and then we'll bring it in the middle of the night and pass it 2 weeks later.
I see.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joe is listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, to WNMT. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling to complain a little bit. I've been listening to you guys for quite a while, and I have to say I disagree with about 95% of what you guys say, but I
wow.
do appreciate listening and find it entertaining. But,
that's a lot. Go ahead. That's a lot of disagreement.
Yeah. But I guess I don't have any major topics, just a couple things I wanted to bring up. First off, I don't think it's necessarily smart to be talking about the black market deal or condoning that. I think that's kind of
who condoned
stupid
what
or foolish.
Wait a minute. So is it foolish to help people buy things in a safer manner so they don't get put in a cage and so they don't hurt themselves as much with the products?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it's safer. But,
oh, yes, it is.
I would.
Oh, yes, it is. Allow me to explain. And, you know, you can stick with us here for the conversation. I know you had something else you wanted to bring up. But
yeah,
the reason I'm talking about Silk Road Market is because it's a harm reduction aspect. I mean, if you've heard us on the air before, and, you know, I actually, somebody in that market up in the northern Minnesota market listening to WNMT, some older folks, I guess, complained to the radio station about us talking about drug use on the air. And I pointed out that when we talk about drug use, it's usually from a harm reduction perspective, or at least to get some truth out there.
I heard about Silk Road on NPR. I mean, I wonder how many NPR listeners called into their local NPR station to say, oh my God, you're advocating drug use.
But NPR would just be reporting on it. We will actually talk about how it's harm reduction.
They talked about harm reduction. They talked about the quality of the product.
Okay, so for instance, if you can get a better quality product, if you can get a product that actually is what it's advertised, then you don't have people having, it's not as likely someone's going to overdose because they're getting what they're expecting to buy. It's not as likely they're going to get a questionable product, which may be something that is not as it's advertised, so they may not be getting
rat
something
poison.
Yeah, they may not be getting something like cocaine cut with levanosol, which eats away at your skin. So I mean, there's all kinds of reasons that having an open marketplace in the black market can help people and can help keep people safe. So I would like to get your response to that here in a moment, Joe. Stick with us. We will bring you back. Will you stick with us?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. More with Joe in Grand Rapids. He agrees with 5% of the things we talk about on Free Talk Live. And I'm actually interested to hear what Joe agrees with. Like, what is it that we talk about that Joe likes? 855-450-FREE. More coming up here. You can take control of the airways. Free Talk Live.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MYSTICstampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those there, freetalklive.com. And those features include our mobile site. For those of you with the smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to our live streams and podcasts there. M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Speaking of podcasts and such things that you can listen to, there are such things as audiobooks, and you can get one for free. How?
Well, you can get all kinds of things. Audible.com is the leading provider of digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got business books, classic books, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, everything else, everything that you would find in a bookstore. They've got that there. Actually, all kinds of magazines and things too. It's fast, easy, and affordable to use. Audiopodcast.com/FTL is the website that you would go to get the free download. It's audible.com is like sort of the main site, but you won't get the free download if you go there. audiblepodcast.com/FTL is where you go and get the free gift from Audible. It's great. You should try out audiobooks. It makes a heck of a lot easier to consume that entertainment or information that you want to get.
So we've been talking about, or we have talked about tonight on the show, the Silk Road Marketplace, which is a way that people can get their hands on black market products like drugs and guns and other things like that that you normally can't just go down to the grocery store and quickly pick up. And Joe's on the line here listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota to WNMT, sharing some concerns about us discussing such a subject on the public radio waves. And as Mark pointed out, the Silk Road has been covered on NPR. It's been covered on a variety of different mainstream news products out there. So it's not like we're the first to cover a Silk Road. Although, Mark, I think we may have been one of the first.
We might be very well the first.
Right. We talked about Silk Road Market back before any of these other organizations were talking about it. And, Joe, are you still with us?
Yep.
So do you understand how it is that the black market puts users in danger from adulterated, dangerous products?
Yes and no.
Okay, what part is confusing to you? Because I'd like to make sure that you understand that before we continue the conversation.
I just don't see how you can guarantee what you're getting. You just don't know.
Well, in the black, that's true. That's the bad part about the black market is that because these things are illegal, they are offered by criminals for the most part, and in many cases, very undesirable individuals. And you're right; you absolutely have no idea what you're getting your hands on. That's why when we talked couple weeks ago about the Russian drug crocodile, which is eating. I don't think you were here for that discussion.
Yes, he was.
You were okay. It's eating people's skin off in
Russia.
Turn
them green and turn them into zombies.
Right, and so you're right. You don't know what you're getting. And that's because of prohibition, and unfortunately, prohibition isn't leaving anytime soon. Because if you go down to Walgreens or Walmart, you go into the pharmacy and you pick up a bottle of aspirin off the shelf, you know you're getting 325 milligrams of acetaminophen or whatever it is that's in there.
Well,
and you know,
I think it's simple, right? Like you've got two choices. You've got the eBay of drugs, which is essentially what Silk Road is. Mm-hmm. eBay members get feedback, and you can see a good seller from a bad seller. Bad sellers don't stick around long. Or you can purchase drugs from some guy in the corner that says, "Psst, come here," that you're never going to see again. And
right.
We all know what happens.
Right. So can you see that one of those options is a whole lot better for the purchaser and the user of these drugs than the other one?
Yeah, I guess if you're going to be doing it, I guess, yeah, that would be the
And that's what we accept on Free Talk Live, is that people are going to do drugs. You have to accept that as part of reality. It's a crazy fantasy to believe that you'll ever stop human beings from taking drugs or altering their states of consciousness. And alcohol prohibition is a perfect example of that, where people thought they could stop people from using alcohol by passing a law and arresting people, and they didn't. They were not able to arrest their way out of the problem. What happened was corruption. What happened was adulterated products. What happened was violence and all kinds of danger. And then they ended prohibition. And now we have companies openly competing in the marketplace. And they are still dealing a dangerous drug. Alcohol is an incredibly dangerous product. But they're doing it openly, and so they can compete, and you know at the very least what you're getting. You know the percentage of alcohol in the product, and you know there's an extra level of safety involved there, Joe. And so really, by talking about these things, we're giving people information that they can use to help keep themselves safe, because we know people are going to do these things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, cool. So what was the 5% with which you agreed upon?
All right, the 5%. First, I'll say I love the U.S., but what I do agree with you with is I hate our government. I don't like the way it's run. I don't like any part of the system. And I think I agree with you guys on that. There's a lot of flaws with the system.
So would you agree with secession?
Not really, no.
So you think that you can change Washington, D.C. to be what you envision for it?
Well, that brings me to my next point.
All right.
The whole protests on Wall Street or whatever, you know, I just see that as a bunch of babies, a bunch of freeloaders, you know, trying to just whine and complain and get their way. You know, if you don't like something, change it. Run, get in office, do something.
How'd that work for you, Julia, when you ran for office?
I don't think complaining does anything.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I was not really in favor of as Occupy Wall Street as a whole. I felt like the people, at least, who were representing them on the internet were kids who wanted their college debt just forgiven for no reason, people who were complaining that they couldn't get jobs, you know what I mean, like when instead of looking for jobs, things like that. That irritated me. But since you brought up running for office, I actually did run for city council when I moved up here, and it was a really horrible experience. I was harassed at my workplace. It frightened me to, like, I will never, ever be involved in the political process again. It was horrible.
Yeah, I could imagine it sucks, but, you know, if you're going to sit and complain, it's one of those deals where put up or shut up, you know?
Well, yeah. I complain for a living. I mean, that's what I do here on Free Talk Live to some extent. I give my opinion, and people call your opinion complaining. And I frankly want nothing to do with running for office. I don't want to be a politician. I want to be a talk show host. But I would like the politicians to leave me alone. I would like people that really have very little to do with producing anything of value to get the heck out of my business. And so, I mean, I could put aside my dream to be a talk show host and put aside the goal of making Free Talk Live a, you know, big, powerful talk show in on the American and worldwide scene and run for some crappy little office here where, you know, I'd have to fight tooth and nail. One of us is going to win. One of us is going to lose. And then what do I do afterwards? Because you can't actually do a talk show and run for office. They won't let you do that. There's laws against that. So the suggestion that I, you know, run or, you know, be quiet, I don't know what to do with that.
Well, I don't mean you in general. I'm just saying people in general, the protesters
sure.
in general.
Occupiers, but what's the difference between them and me besides a microphone?
Well, you said that you couldn't do it because you couldn't do a talk show and do that. I'm guessing they're not all talk show hosts.
Is that true, Mark? You can't run for office?
It depends on the office.
Okay.
So some offices, yes. Some offices, no.
I know that it's tradition in a lot of places for people to leave.
What am I really going to do as the selectman of my town? I mean, you're going to have to run for a real office.
You can vote for secession.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Well, anyway. So
nonsense.
Here's my question for you, Joe. Since you picked on the Occupy Wall Street, and I think there's some legitimate critiques about some of the people involved in Occupy Wall Street, but on the other hand, there are plenty of people who are productive members of society involved in Occupy. So my question is, if the occupiers are frustrating to you for those reasons, would not also the Tea Partiers be as frustrating to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't bother me.
Okay, I just want to make sure that you were being fair.
You just don't like people complaining? I mean, you just,
pretty much, yeah. Like, I don't know. Just
what do you think about that First Amendment, the right to peaceably assemble?
He doesn't have to like it. I mean, you can
I'm just asking.
Him.
I asked him, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Just stick to the complaining, you know? I mean, if you don't like
I hear you, man. I prefer doing myself.
Will do nothing about it. You need to
I hear you.
Mostly you're right.
I just don't think that sitting on Wall Street is the action that is needed, you know?
Well, what are you doing is what I'd like to know, Joe.
I'm not doing anything.
Call us back if you ever do. We'd love to hear about it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do as I say, not as I do.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And this is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now to 855-453, SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can head on over to our website, enjoy the various features that we have there for you. You can support Free Talk Live. If you like the fact that we give you the website for free, you might want to shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon, where Amazon, of course, sells virtually anything except for what you can find on the Silk Road. Amazon, of course, you go through the shop link at shop.freetalklive.com.
They have seller ratings there, too.
They do have seller ratings and detailed reviews, which are very, very useful. So you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click through the Amazon that's right for you. There's different countries' Amazons listed there. And then at that point, just whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. So maybe you want to buy the latest Kelly Clarkson album to support her in her support of Ron Paul, or perhaps you want to just get the latest DVD or video game, or even groceries now at Amazon. Julia has been buying groceries through
yes.
Amazon, and you've been satisfied with the product?
I have. I mean, you have to, obviously, some things are cheaper, some things are not. So I shopped around.
Yeah.
But I was able to save like quite a bit of money on some of the things I liked. And they also sell a lot of... I like to buy some products that are in like the natural section, but I hate going to those stores because like I go in and there's all these hippies and I'm just like feel really awkward. And
you're worried you're turning into a hippie.
I don't like it at all.
So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and feel like you're not a hippie
exactly.
when you buy your hippie products.
Okay.
I just never know where to look when I go in those stores.
I like specific products, and like I know what to look for. But there's one in Keene, right? There's one place in Keene that like sells some things that I would want to buy.
Pretty please don't mention their name.
It's teeny. So like I went in there one day because I wanted to make something with this stuff, and I go in there and there's like so many hippies everywhere, and they're so close. I just, you know what I mean? I feel like I can't breathe in that store, and then I'm surrounded by hippies. Like, I would much rather do it on Amazon.com.
This could be a mental illness. I wonder if they've got anything
is.
There for it.
Social anxiety.
only with hippies.
Fear of hippies. Or the fear that you're turning into one. So go to shop.
Yeah, no problem with hippies over here.
Shop me neither. Shop.freetalklive.com is where you can go. One could argue that I am a hippie, depending on your definition of hippie.
I'm talking about dreadlocks and like, have you seen the internet meme with the girl that says, a afraid of hormones in raw milk takes acid from strangers. it's so funny. That's what kind of hippie I'm talking about. Like, you know.
So shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done as we go to Huntsville, Alabama, where Miles is on the line listening to WBHB.
Hey, guys. It's such an honor and pleasure to talk to y'all. I listen to y'all every night. I only get about an hour, you know, the last hour of the show, but it's really a difference.
It is good to be on multiple nights a week, regardless of the fact that it's only an hour, and I'm glad that we're on in Huntsville. Program director there is a great guy, and I'm sure if he gets the chance, he'll add more Free Talk Live, but you got to play the NASCAR, apparently, down in Huntsville.
Oh, yeah. NASCAR and Auburn Sports.
Right. So what do you want to share tonight?
I wanted to kind of respond to, I believe his name was Joseph.
Okay.
About 10 minutes ago that called, and y'all asked him about not being any difference in the Tea Party and the Occupy Wall Street people.
But yeah, and the fact that they're both essentially movements of people who are upset and, you know, they want to express their displeasure and their complaints.
Right. But now in the Tea Party, you know, they bought permits, and it was only there for a day each time, and they cleaned up after themselves when they left, and they went home to their jobs, and they also voted, and change was noticed. I mean,
I haven't noticed change, personally.
Well, 2010 was the...
Are you saying it's a good thing that, just to clarify what you're saying, are you saying it's a good thing they got a permit? Because I disagree with that.
Well, you know, they followed the rules, and they went within the rules.
I think that is a poor choice, in my opinion, because...
Yeah. I think that it's a slippery slope with this rule-following thing. I think that people, you know, the Constitution ensconces the right to peaceably assemble, and, you know, I understand why they chose to get permits, and I'm not against people choosing to get permits. I'm against governments mandating them. And I think that... But I think the governments will continue to mandate them as long as people choose to get them. So we've got this kind of, you know, bad situation. Who were the good Jews in Germany? The ones that chose not to get on the trains, or the ones that chose to get on the trains? They were just following the rules. Now, it's a reductum ad absurdum. Clearly, we're not talking about getting on trains at this point to go be gassed. But, you know, I mean, government loves to increase its power and will continue to put up hoops for people. Now, I've seen the Occupy places, and they have rules as far as litter pickup and things like that, and they've been relatively clean.
That's true.
The individuals may not look particularly clean, but the area is.
So they do keep it up pretty good.
They do keep it up. It's
from my understanding,
you know, of course, I only know what I see on TV. And,
sure.
You know, it's, they talk about police having to come in and, you know.
Well, right. What happened is
go to the parks or...
Yeah, so the way it's portrayed by the state is, we had to come in and clean this place up, it's a really dangerous, blah, blah, blah. Well, really what happened is, if you talk to the people that were there, like our Michelle Seven, who was on the show with us for a little while, she went down to Occupy Wall Street, and she reported back, she thought it was in immaculate shape, very well taken care of. But of course the government's going to say, we had to come in there and had to spray wash and, you know, had to do all kinds of cleanup.
There could be cholera here.
Yeah, so it's simply because they didn't allow them to leave on their own volition that they had to clean anything up, because the government came in and literally, you know, arrested dozens of people, and so of course they're going to leave their tents behind. They were thrown in a jail cell. So yeah, they cleaned that stuff up.
And also, I felt like the Tea Parties, I mean, it wasn't like they were a bunch of whiners. And now the Occupy, and you correct me if you're wrong, because I only see what I'm shown through the media. But it's all about, you know, they want a fair wage, and it's like they want more government.
It depends.
Make sure that they're treated well.
Okay, so it depends on who you talk to, right? To categorize everybody in Occupy as one thing and everyone in the Tea Party as another is just not fair to everyone in both of those movements. In the Occupy movement, yes, you will find people who want to have the government, you know, wash away their college debt or give a so-called living wage. But on the other hand, at the Tea Party, you'll also find people who want the government to create more wars around the world and increase the size of the military-industrial complex. complex. So you've got people on both sides that want more government, and then also on both sides you'll have people who don't want more government, who want less government. So at the Tea Parties you'll find more of the Ron Paul kind of supporters. At Occupy Wall Street you'll also find Ron Paul supporters. You'll find people there who want to get the government completely out of our lives. So it just depends with whom you speak.
I believe that that is true. However, I will say that the way I have perceived the entire movement based on just what's big on Facebook is that they're, like he said, like it seems like a large majority of them want a fair wage and things like that.
Yeah, there's certainly a it's like a steak. It's kind of, you know, normally outside, but nice and red on the inside. I mean, there's certainly plenty of that.
All that said, I having been probably the only one sitting here who's been to both
Occupy Keene,
who's been
different
to,
than Occupy Wall
Street.
I went
to Occupy New Hampshire as well.
I went to the Occupy Manchester thing that was there.
Yeah, and so who's been to both the Tea Party and Occupy, I can say that I think they're both valid things to do.
Oh, I think it's fine.
For people to go and express themselves and meet people, and I think that if you love liberty, you should be at both of these events because you're going to meet people who are maybe maybe tantalized by the ideas of liberty but want to learn more, or maybe have never heard our ideas before, but it would be useful for them to hear them for the first time. And these are places where we can bring people on board with the ideas of freedom relatively easily because many of them are looking for solutions and they are frustrated by what is being proposed as solutions. So, Robert, any other final thoughts for it? Or rather, Miles, any other final thoughts?
I just wanted to tell you I really enjoy listening to y'all because it's another perspective. You know, most talk shows here in Alabama, you know, it's the, you know, ultra-conservative type.
Right, it's that way everywhere. Miles, I'm glad you like the show.
I'm not where y'all want me to be. I'm more, I think you...
Well, I just want you to be wherever you want to be, man. I just want you to be wherever you want to be, so long as you don't hurt other people. That's all. Hey, dude, do this for me. Do me a favor, Miles. If you like Free Talk Live, give the station a call. Call your local radio station, in this case WBHP, and talk to Stuart, the program director, or if you're not in Huntsville, talk to whoever the program director is at your local talk station. Tell them thanks for putting Free Talk Live on. I know they appreciate hearing from you if it's something nice like that. So thank you for the call tonight. Let's bring Robert on, also listening in Huntsville. Robert, you got the final thoughts on the show. Go ahead, quickly.
Awesome. Very good. Okay. Okay, so I'm a libertarian, but I will say this. I've got I would like to hear all of y'all's opinion on this.
No time for that.
So let's say that I've been selling vitamins and herbs and whatever. You've done a great job.
This sounds like an excellent topic, but we are out of time for tonight. Call back tomorrow at 7 o'clock sharp Eastern Time. We'll take your call right out the gate and continue this discussion, whatever it's going to be. See you then. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.